Hey, it's Tuffy Stone, also known as the Professor. You're here with us on WGN with the man himself, Dane.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here at the Beachside Barbecue site, the kind of the calm before the barbecue storm here for South Beach Wine and Food Fest here. Tuffy Stone, world champion, one of the biggest names and stars in the world of barbecue here with Cool Smoke. And, of course, you know him and love him as a star of Barbecue Pitmasters on Destination America. Tuffy, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you stopping by. A little toasty out here, isn't it?
Well, this is you walking the walk. People think because of, you know, all of the accolades, the books, the rubs, the spices, the TV stardom, that maybe you're not, you know, as hands-on with everything. But here you are making sure from an early time period that this is going to be an amazing barbecue.
You know, it's so funny. I was giving Pat Martin grief yesterday. We were over at the prep kitchen. He had his whole team over there working like soldiers. He was down at the beach. I said to him yesterday, just joking around, I was like, Pat, how'd you figure that out to where, you know, we were over there, you know, cutting saw and trimming meat, and you're down at the beach. He said he laid out a plan, and he was there. So, no, we just, three of us came down from Richmond, got Jesse Hoag and Josh Loeb, myself, and we did Burger Bash last night. I think there's only a few of them that are doing Burger Bash, and then Beachside Barbecue today. So Chris Lilly, when I told him a couple of months ago I was doing both, he said I was crazy. So I think now it's Saturday morning, and we got in here early and fired up the firebox or the burn barrel. I think Chris was right. I think we're a little crazy.
No way. If you want to set a plan, if the plan is to win world championships and really kind of achieve all the success that you can in the barbecue world, Tuffy Stone, you're doing it. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of it. You know, people are going to be enjoying this. There's going to be thousands of people here from all around the country. Some of the best pit masters, barbecue stars are going to be here cooking for the people. A great cause, Operation Barbecue Relief, is going to be supported too. But for all the things that you're doing, you've got the books, the spices, the rubs. Have you done all you can in barbecue?
You know, I never really think about it that way. You know, I think about it in terms of what's next. And, you know, I'm a chef and a cook, and cooks and chefs just, they feed people. So it's not something that I think stops. So we're excited coming down here to represent what Virginia barbecue is. And a friend of mine wrote a book, and Joe Haynes, and he says, Tuffy, you need to, with the things, you know, with the visibility that you've kind of captured through doing barbecue, you need to get Virginia back on the map. Because when you start thinking about the styles of barbecue, Virginia doesn't come up. But I've got, actually, in my phone, I've got pictures of advertisements in Texas in the 1800s, and they were selling Virginia barbecue. So, but basically, it's, you know, we got a burn barrel down here, got a BQ grill, and it's nothing like competition barbecue. It's just going to be simply seasoned with salt and garlic. My friend Pat Burke gave us a really great mop recipe with some vinegar and some Worcestershire and hot sauce and butter. So it's going to have a little tang to it. Nice crunchy cabbage slaw. You know, pitmasters, we're just happy when we get to light a fire.
Thousands of people are going to be here to enjoy you live. For those that can't, let's talk about the book. What kind of things do you put in a book? You know, as a competition pit master, you got to keep some of those secrets a little close to the vest. You don't want to share everything, right? For those people that want to get a little Tuffy Stone in the book, what are they going to find?
You know, it was so funny because, you know, I felt this, you know, I felt like it was time to write a book, and actually it had gotten a little bit further away than I wanted it to. I felt like I should have probably done a book sooner than I did. But when I finally, you know, picked St. Martin's, my publisher, and I was like, all right, I'm going from this idea of I think I should do a book to all of a sudden, hey, you got to do a book. And now there's
once that check comes in and you sign those things, it's like, hey, a book's gonna happen. Is it good, is it bad? That's up to you, right?
That's right. And so this book process for me was, there's so many layers to it. One was, so many of my good friends have done really great books on barbecue, and I would pick it up and it'd be like, man, Adam Perry Lang already said that, you know, and so I finally had to put my books down, and I had to say, all right, what is it that we want to say? What is it what I want to say? And I felt like if I didn't tell some of the Cool Smoke story in competition, there would be some disappointment. So, but that's only four recipes. What? Chicken, ribs, pork, and brisket, you know.
Four important recipes.
Yeah, so... So, you know, we went into that, you know, like I use a rub that I've been using for over 10 years that a friend of mine makes. And so my rub recipe is my best version of Phil Hopkins' rub, Smoking Guns Hot. But But anyway, so I tried to really share my competition thoughts and philosophies and recipes and techniques. Years ago when I was like getting ready to do my first barbecue class, I was like, it was very revealing. It's like, man, I'm going to take somebody else's rub. I'm going to put it on this meat. And so it was very honest. The book was the same way. It was like to be truthful and to be honest. But then it was like, you know, the reality is not everybody's got time to cook pork shoulders or ribs every day. So there's a lot of grilling in the recipe. I embraced my French startup in cooking. So I gave a lot of, I think sometimes sides in the world of barbecue don't get the love as the meats. And so I think there's some really good side dishes on there. The photography is amazing. Libby Summers did such a great job setting those shots. And Ken Goodman did such a great job in capturing them with his camera. And then I had Josh Loeb helping with me on it and Danielle Goodrow. And anyways, we had fun with it, but it was a lot of work, man. I was like, people say you're going to do another book. I'm like, I'm still recovering from the first one.
Well, you think about it. You're kind of, you know, humble in the way that, well, you want to have a lot of information in there. You don't know if you want to build as many of your stories in there. I think you do. People are going to buy a Tuffy Stone book because they're a fan of you and what you do, your personality, certainly the cooking. You can get a lot of cooking information in a lot of places, but some of those stories they can just get from you. I wanted to talk to you about Pitmasters, you know, and kind of taking the world of barbecue that obviously tastes good, does great work, and it's got such a place in society and all of that kind of stuff, but kind of building it into like an entertainment factor. Like, what were the thought process on that? Was it to tell some of the stories of some of those, or maybe the tension and the drama that goes into a competition? What were you thinking?
Well, you know, with Barbecue Pitmasters, I mean, John Marcus, you know, he was the creator of that show, and John's a brilliant writer and won an Emmy and a Peabody, and he loves barbecue. And so he kind of met this world of competition barbecue folks, and he said, man, there's a story here. There's interesting characters and personalities. And I was cooking in Dillard, Georgia one weekend by myself at a KCBS contest, and my phone rang. It was John. He said, Tuffy, this is Friday evening. He said, Tuffy, I'd like to send a couple guys down from New York on Monday to film you. I'm putting together this sizzle reel for a television idea I have. I'm going to call it Barbecue Pitmasters. And I said, okay. He said, I got to tell you, Tuffy. He said, I've cast your role. Your character is the professor. He said, you can talk for hours on smoke and wood and fire. So, you know, I thought about it, you know, and I've been in some situations before. Sometimes they want you to have a stick. And it's like, I don't have a stick. You know, I just cook. And so I liked the character of the professor, because I think he was honest and it was spot on, and it was something that I was comfortable with. Anyways, they sent these guys down from New York, and we shot a sizzle reel, and then the show got greenlit, and off we went. And
kind of like the book, right? Wait, we're doing a show?
Yeah. You know, I'll never forget it. We were shooting first episode in season one. We were at Mesquite, Nevada. It was Johnny Trigg and Jamie Gear and Leanne Whippin and Harry Sue and Paul Peterson and myself and... I'm missing one. There's seven of us. Who am I missing? Johnny, Jamie, Leanne, Paul Peterson. I don't know. Anyways, it's been a long morning. But anyways, I'll never forget. It's like the first episode. It's like, here are these cameras in your face. And us poor barbecue guys are like, just don't know what to say. So I was like, man, this isn't going to be much fun for television if we don't kind of like pick it up a little bit. So we all over time got very comfortable with you know, cameras and, you know, and that was another thing too. You know, competition barbecue guys are so secretive. I'm like, man, you've got to show this stuff. So you know, I let the cameras film what they wanted to film. And anyways, what an amazing journey. I mean, and season one, I hear it all the time. Season one brought this huge population of people to barbecue, you know, and it's like, I just met a young lady just a couple weeks ago. She's got like over 1 million followers on Facebook, and she said watching Barbecue Pitmasters kind of like got her even started in barbecue.
It's amazing the impact it has, and like you said, Tom, it's for people that may have had no kind of connection or association with barbecue at all. They see this, they see the personalities. You guys are showcasing that. It is kind of, you're like the cerebral member of the team, certainly contrasting Myron's kind of, you know, braggadocio.
Hold on. I just remembered the seventh one I'm missing. Myron, I'm so sorry, buddy. Look, the man himself, Myron, Man, he's actually cooking a contest this weekend. He's up there. He's up north of us somewhere, but he's competing today. I can't believe I missed Myron. I have eaten more bad takeout food in hotel rooms with Myron Mixon than anybody. That is so stupid.
I will add to his title. Of course, he's the winningest man in barbecue. Just ask him. Of course, he is now maybe the occasionally forgettable man in barbecue. Myron Mixon.
No, I'm kidding. So we got. I guess it was 2010. We got to go cook for the troops in Kuwait. And it was Nicole Davenport and Johnny Trigg and Jamie Gear and Myron and myself. You want to have an interesting experience, go to Kuwait with that group, dry country, and go cook barbecue in a country that doesn't eat pork. It was awesome. It really was awesome. I can't believe I missed Myron. Sorry, buddy.
No.
It just shows how long it's been since we've been able to have a toddy together, mister.
Oh, it's great stuff. You know, for those people that want to see us out here, we're going to have a bunch of stuff up at WGNradio.com from Beachside Barbecue here at Sobey. For those people who want to catch up with all of your adventures on the competition side, the book side, the products, the rubs, and of course, the sauces, where can they go?
You know, just go to CoolSmokeBarbecue.com, and that's spelled B-A-R-B-E-C-U-E.
Duffy Stone, thanks so much for being in the
show. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.